Did you know you can actually open apps and programs on your computer with AI? No, I'm serious. Look down here. I have the command for open notepad plugged in. I'll send it to the AI. We'll give it a second because it's thinking. And there you go. It asks, do you want to open Notepad? And right up there, believe it or not, it opens Notepad. So how do we actually get to this opening programs with AI-ness? Simple. If you have a current version of Windows 11, or you have one of the insider preview builds, which is what I'm running currently, if you're interested in the particular version, I have it, the WinVer open right here, and you can see that the version number and everything is right there. But to actually open it and run the AI to open programs, it's actually pretty easy. So right down here, you'll find the logo for Copilot, and you just have to click on it. And you can see it just even remembers what I had from last time. So I said open Notepad. It's right there. But let's try another app. Open Settings. And again, we'll give it a second to think. And there you go. It opened Settings on my computer. It's crazy. All right, so we know it works well with Microsoft products, but how about something like Spotify? Because again, Spotify is not really made by Microsoft. The other things like Notepad and Settings are. But there you go. It'll open up Spotify too. And we'll give it a second to load. And there's Spotify. And yeah, I was listening to Johnny Cash earlier, so can't go wrong with Johnny Cash. So, now, unfortunately, it doesn't open all programs. So if I say something like open LibreOffice, right? And again, we'll give it a second to think. Still thinking, there we go. What it'll do is, unfortunately, it won't actually open up the program. It'll give you instructions on how to get the program and then open it manually the old-fashioned way. But what's even cool about this is, believe it or not, and I've saved the best for last, I can change my settings. So I can say something like, turn on dark mode. And again, we'll give it a second to think. And there you go. It asks, do you want to use dark mode? And I will say yes. And there you go. It's, look, it just changed the color of my taskbar from that light white color down to dark mode, which is a black. So, but what do you think about this? Do you think that this is some new revolution in computing, or do you think this is some novelty that it's going to wear off really quickly like Cortana, or do you just think this is just bad altogether? Let me know down in the comments. But if you like this video, you can give it a thumbs up, you can give it a like. If you want more in the not so distant future, you can subscribe and follow. Or if you want some right now, yes, you want some more nerdiness right now, you can check out some of my old videos in my profile. But most importantly, thanks for watching.